89.1 presents On Point with Chancellor Kent Hance.
In my leadership class that I teach for juniors and seniors at Texas Tech, I always talk about watching people that are successful and seeing what they do, and you can learn a lot. I will give you an example that happened to me. I was a young man, and Governor Smith put me on the board at West Texas State. The chairman of the board was a guy named Clois Box, and Clois Box said, played football and basketball at West Texas State, and he played football in the pros with the Detroit Lions and was a very successful businessman. And he called me one day after I'd been on the board a few months, and he was going to New York City to do business, and he wanted to know if I wanted to go. And I said, well, sure. We went to see the Knicks and the Celtics play an NBA Finals, and that was great. And then we went to his, he kept an apartment, even though he lived in Dallas, he kept an apartment in New York City. Went to the apartment, he knew the doorman. Called him by his first name. He knew the desk clerk, called him by his first name. And when we got on the elevator operator was thrilled to see him. As we started up, the elevator operator said, you know, we really appreciate you giving our son a summer job. He'll graduate from Holy Cross this spring. Clois told him I was glad to have him. He's a good worker. And we keep going up, and he said, you know, I've got another boy that's getting out of high school, and he needs a job in the summer. Can you help him? And he said, well, sure. And then he said, by the way, my daughter's trying to get a music scholarship at Columbia. Could you help her? He said, I'm on a committee with the president at Columbia. I'll call him today. What's her name? The next day, I went with Clois to Marine Midland Bank, and Clois borrowed $2 million. Like I'd borrow, it was a personal loan. It wasn't for his company, which is a New York Stock Exchange company. And he borrowed $2 million like I'd borrow $20. I watched him with the banker. He didn't treat that banker any different than he did the guy that was running the elevator. So the lesson to be learned from that I always tell my students, be consistent on how you treat people. Treat them the way you want to be treated.
On Point with Chancellor Kent Hance, only on 89.1.